present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
I'm James Hetfield. Think your team members are starting to smell pretty nasty? Here's reassurance that there are worse things. A train derailed in the Southern California desert, causing 19 cars to spill their contents, and it's now leading to the Salton Sea. The exotic contents? Blue cheese. Luckily, authorities were able to attain the wisdom and guidance of a hazardous materials specialist who stated, there was blue cheese. A lot of it. The Salton Sea Canal was dammed to prevent any further damage. Gallons of blue cheese mixed with seawater, baking under the California sun. Can't wait to see that on a postcard. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
For Denver Riley and Park, he was ranched from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 70. Currently, it's 59 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 29, and question one, hour 31 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello?
Hi, this is Crazy Becky with 90FM. I'm wondering, can we do a Trivia Focus with you right now?
No problem, Crazy Becky.
What's your team name?
Our team name is Battlequest Trivia, Coa Team of Three.
What's your team's theme song?
You believe it's that the name. You believe it's all happening.
What's your secret? Why is your place so hopping?
Well, we have more points than points, probably.
Do you have a mascot?
Our mascot is the foggy backwater monster that lives off Point Pier. Pretty magical experience here.
Do your team have any interesting traditions?
We like the canoe.
Pretty magical experience here. What questions have stumped you the most thus far?
The Grown the Dark Shrek rapper.
The dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest.
Brody likes your mom.
If your team was a food, what food would it be?
Beer nuts.
What has your team done to prepare for trivia?
Pretty magical experience here.
How do you keep team morale up once things start to drag?
4 point beer and
fall asleep. What is Oz's weakness? Who is your favorite superhero?
Howard the Duck.
What are your thoughts on Idaho as a state?
Isn't Idaho a territory? I would prefer if it's Spanish.
If your team had a motto, what would it be?
We don't know any of the answers because they are just too damn hard. Not likely. Fantasy attitude, you and me.
If you found a capsule from outer space in your cornfield, what do you think would be inside of it?
1984 is that a... You believe in fantasy.
What season rocks your socks off?
WWFC
95.
What do
you think of this? Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Pyrotractic Clinic, 3100 in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th, from 6 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Fortessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Fortessi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guide, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 29 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is also worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 30 points. Question 6, 15 points. Question 7, also 15 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, the point values for questions in Hour 29 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 30 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is also worth 15 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. The top five team standings as of Hour 29, Question 8, are: in fifth place with 4,830 points is Ugly Undulating Uvula. In fourth place with 4,945 points, Graduate of a Lesser God. In third place with 5,365 points is Knights of Meek. In second place with 5,480 points is Return of Snoopy X, tied with Network. And in first place with 5,930 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Mama Singin' Bass, Daddy Singin' Tenor. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Mama Singin' Bass, Daddy Singin' Tenor. And now, question one of Hour 31 of Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the owner of the fictional meeting place called Mojave Club? Again, what is the first and last name of the owner of the fictional meeting place called the Mojave Club? During this hour, you will be given the length of one song to answer each of the questions. Each of the songs will be at least 4 minutes in length. Again, during this hour, you will be given the length of one song to answer each of the questions. Each of the songs will be at least 4 minutes in length.
Trivia 38. And John Connolly. Well, man, I am your
dying. Two American kids doing best they can.
That's it. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. We are ending question number one of hour 31. Again, a reminder, during this hour, you'll be given the length of one song to answer each question. And so, here is the answer. The question first of question number one, hour 31. What is the first and last name of the owner of the fictional meeting place called the Mojave Club? The answer, Max Kalba. Again, the answer to question number one, hour 31, Max Kalba. Moving right along. Question number two, hour 31. A reminder, one song for this hour. Question number two, hour 31. What is the number of the Spectre operative who was electrocuted for embezzling money from collections of the distribution of Red China narcotics in the United States? Again, question two, hour 31. What is the number of the Spectre operative who was electrocuted for embezzling money from collections of the distribution of Red China narcotics in the United States? Good luck. Trivia 38. That'll do it. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That was our one song for question number two of Hour 31. Again, the question. What is the number of the Spectre operative who was electrocuted for embezzling money from collections of the distribution of Red China narcotics in the United States? The answer, 9. Again, the answer to question number two of Hour 31, 9. Moving on to question 3, Hour 31. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who orders the following breakfast after checking into a hotel in Istanbul? Green figs, yogurt, and black coffee. Again, question number 3, Hour 31. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who orders the following breakfast after checking into a hotel in Istanbul? Green figs, yogurt, and black coffee. Good luck. A reminder, one song for Hour for this hour, Hour 31. Good luck. Trivia 38.
Thank you.
Phones down, everyone. Phones down. We are putting an end to question number 3, hour 31, the question. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who orders the following breakfast after checking into a hotel in Istanbul? Green figs, yogurt, and black coffee. The answer, question number 3, hour 31, James Bond. Again, the answer to question number 3, hour 31, James Bond. And now Jim Oliver graces us with his presence.
How are you, Sean? You're looking quite the dapper man.
It is trivia, after all, Oz.
And I noticed you already taken off your jacket.
It got a little toasty.
I would say
yeah.
So. Okay, I'm going to be heading on home, so the complaint line is closing.
Heaven forbid.
You hear it ringing right now?
It's the last call, I guess.
No, here it goes. We shut it off.
Right? No, that person's being ignored. Slapped in the face.
Denied.
By Odd.
And I'll be back in a bit.
Sounds good, man. Get some sleep, buddy. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Oz, for putting me further behind schedule. Moving on to question number 4 of hour 31. Question number 4, hour 31. This fictional New Orleans band marches at several strange funerals. What makes them so strange is that they pick up the dead person along the way after the dead person has just been executed. They pick the dead person up with a false bottom casket. According to the printing on the bass drum, what is the name of this band? Again, question number 4, hour 31. This fictional New Orleans band marches at several strange funerals. What makes them so strange is that they pick up the dead person along the way after the dead person has just been executed. They pick the dead person up with a false bottom casket. According to the printing on the bass drum, what is the name of this band? Good luck. Trivia 38 returns. Thank you. Phone's down in the back. Phone's down in the back. That puts the end to question number 4, hour 31, The Question. This fictional New Orleans band marches at several strange funerals. What makes them so strange is that they pick up the dead person along the way after the dead person has just been executed. They pick the dead person up with a false bottom casket. According to the printing on the bass drum, what is the name of this band? The answer, Olympia Brass Band. Again, the answer to question number 4, hour 31, Olympia Brass Band.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Question number 5, hour 31. What is the nickname of the fictional character who makes the following observation? You have a license to kill, not a license to break traffic laws. Again, question number 5, hour 31. What is the name of the fictional character who makes the following observation? You have a license to kill, not to break traffic laws. Good luck. Trivia 38.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I sang soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers clapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy now when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine, la 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 la
phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That puts an end to question number 5, hour 31, the question. What is the nickname of the fictional character who makes the following observation? You have a license to kill, not a license to break the traffic laws. The answer, Q. Again, the answer to question number 5, hour 31, Q. Moving right along, question number 6, hour 31. What is the name of the horse that Max Zorin gives to 007 when they go riding? Again, the question to question number 6, hour 31. What is the name of the horse that Max Zorin gives to 007 when they go riding? Good luck from Trivia Returns.
Behind, leaving my decision. I'm coming.
That'll do it. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That puts an end to question number 6 of Hour 31, the question. What is the name of the horse that Max Zorin gives to 007 when they go riding? The answer, Inferno. Again, the answer to question number 6, Hour 31, Inferno. Moving on, question 7, Hour 31. What is the first and last name of the author of the fictional book, The Secrets of Gom Power, revealed? Again, the question of question 7, Hour 31. What is the first and last name of the author of the fictional book, Secrets of Gom Power, revealed? That's the fictional book, The Secrets of Gom Power Revealed. What is the first and last name of the author? Good luck from Trivia 38. It returns to 90 FM, your only alternative. That'll do it for question 7 of Hour 31. That'll do it for question 7, Hour 31. Phones down.
The question: what is the first and last name of the author of the fictional book The Secrets of Gome Power Revealed? The answer: Joe Butcher. Again, the answer to question number 7, hour 31, Joe Butcher. Moving right along to question number 8 of hour 31. There are 10 questions in hour 31. This is question number 8 of hour 31. What is the representative from fictional Universal Exports goes to... Sorry, I repeat. Question number 8, hour 31. When the representative from fictional Universal Exports goes to Raul, he asks for a product that hasn't been made for 30 years. What is the name of that product? Again, question number 8, hour 31. When the representative from fictional Universal Exports goes to Raul, he asks for a product that hasn't been made for 30 years. What is the name of that product? Good luck. Trivia 38.
When tears
That'll do it for question number 8, hour 31. Phones down on question number 8, hour 31. The question, when the representative from fictional Universal Exports goes to Raul, he asks for a product that hasn't been made for 30 years. What is the name of that product? The answer, Delicatos. Again, the answer to question number 8, hour 31, Delicatos. Moving on to question number 9 of hour 31. Comparisons are all the rage. You know, eating that steak is like eating shoe leather. Not to be left out, James Bond commented that drinking Dom Perignon above 38 degrees Fahrenheit is like what? Again, question number 9 of hour 31. Comparisons are all the rage. You know, eating that steak is like eating shoe leather. Not to be left out, James Bond commented that drinking Dom Perignon drinking Dom Perignon above 38 degrees Fahrenheit is like what? Good luck from Trivia 38.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That puts an end to question number 9 of hour 31, The Question. Comparisons are all the rage. You know, eating that steak is like eating shoe leather. Not to be left out. James Bond commented that drinking Dom Perignon above 38 degrees Fahrenheit is like what? The answer? Listening to the Beatles without earmuffs. Again, the answer to question number 9 of hour 31, listening to the Beatles without earmuffs. Moving on to the final question of hour 31, question 10 of hour 31, the question. When Demetrius first pulls a knife on Bond at the Miami Science Center, according to the banner hanging outside the building, what is the name of the exhibit that is on display? Again, question number 10, hour 31. When Demetrius first pulls a knife on Bond at the Miami Science Center, according to the banner hanging outside the building, what is the name of the exhibit that is on display? Good luck from Trivia 38.
Go white and as far as I know.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That'll put an end to question number 10 of Hour 31, The Question. When Demetrius first pulls a knife on Bond at the Miami Science Center, according to the banner hanging outside the building, what is the